Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Rise Guys.
Ready to feel old? Listen to this before we get into Fat Boy Needs Your Advice.
See now.
Actually, yeah.
30 years ago today, the Dream Team won gold in Barcelona.
Dang.
You know Jordan, Barkley, Magic, Bird, others.
You know what strikes me about that, the whole thing?
What?
Is when they went out videoing them walking around Barcelona, and then John Stockton could go anywhere he wanted.
Nobody knew, yeah.
And then he'd point out on the guy's shirt, hey, that's me. And the guy's like, oh, my God, that's John.
Yeah.
All-time assist leader.
30 freaking years. God, man, I cannot believe that. I mean, the math is, yeah, I mean, okay. It's 2022, and that was in 1992. Makes sense, but geez, man.
God, it kind of seems longer.
And if any of you 29 or below kids out there want to talk about it, then don't, because you weren't even alive then.
Jeez.
What Pete Rose would say.
He would say.
Wouldn't even bring it up.
It kind of dies when he, I mean, they're talking about it now, but he could just disappear and nobody talk about it, which sucks. But
who?
Pete Rose.
Oh, yeah. What, the sexual allegations or all of it?
Now, this might kick it up again, but, you know, before this, it's been years since we even heard about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. Also, coming up right after this segment, just out of his own persistence, Dan in Columbia has sent a bunch of songs at once. Dan in Columbia, South Carolina is a P1 for now. He's been a P1 for now, what?
Years.
15 years or more. And he used to be in advertising and all that stuff, and he... He makes songs, commercial jingles, and he's made a bunch of new ones for us. And he said, this is from Dan in Columbia and Friend. So I heard a glimpse of one of them, but there's like five or six new ones. So we're going to run the gamut through those.
Oh, I can't wait, man.
Are they good?
You know, it's,
I don't know.
I heard the tail end of one. I'm like, why the hell are you playing these? Like, man. It's a new song from Dan.
Oh.
I'm like, God, did he think we changed formats or
but we
started
like Dan.
A daycare center? I don't know. But regardless, we were talking earlier about the situation with the guy who used a counterfeit $100 bill at a kid's lemonade stand. And I'm not laughing. I mean, I am because, good Lord.
That's a jerk.
That's such a jerk move. And a buddy of mine reminded me of one time when I worked at Greenville baseball card store at Greenville Mall here in Greenville, South Carolina. A guy came in, walked over to the case, picked out the most expensive card at the time, which was the 86-87 Jordan Fleer rookie. It was $1,000. He paid by check. I took the check.
What?
2 or 3 days later, Paul Klein calls me. He's like,
no.
I don't even know that it was even like a real account or stolen. Like, it may have been like a fake check altogether.
Did it say check on it?
He's like, did you see him pull it out of the book? I was like, I don't remember.
Signed by you, been had.
Little Batman.
Yeah. It was signed by a guy named Bud Cole. No, I'm just making that part up.
So did he say, it's safe to say you won't get a paycheck for
the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think something with some kind of retail insurance is covered by that.
Yeah, well, I guess the guy didn't feel bad, did he, and come back and say, look, buddy, that wasn't a real check.
I just got down to here to borrow and realize that wasn't nice to do to you. Here it is. I'll give it back to you.
It's got a couple grease stains on it, but whatever.
So, talking about that, and of course, the best stuff a lot of times is off the air. And Fat Boy is telling us, Paige and I, that he encounters a similar situation, not with counterfeit money, but kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of, I don't know if you'd call them entrepreneurs. There's a lot of, you know, gimmicks going, and they're not scams, you know, there's just a lot of selling going on.
Yeah.
That I kind of get tired of.
There's lemonade.
There's lemonade.
Is it, okay, so with that, is it real lemonade? Like, do they make it, or is it, because the ones now will do it in the, I guess they think everybody's all, you know, COVID and all that stuff. They'll do like the pre-bottled lemonade.
I don't
know.
They'll
just sell bottled water. Mm.
I tell you, the only thing I know about that lemonade stand, besides me trying to avoid it at all costs, is it costs $1.25 a cup. And I've seen a couple people go back and forth getting it.
That's a smart move on their part.
And they're little cups, maybe 8 ounces or like real little ones.
Yeah.
And they're maybe half full because, you know, you can see through them.
And I'm like, but that dollar and a quarter, though, encourages the customer to say, keep the change.
I'm like, you're supporting the kid, but there ain't nothing in it.
Well, do any of those were never for the return on investment. I mean, when you buy anything from those, you're just like, I feel sorry for these kids. Maybe they don't get an allowance inside the home. Maybe they're actually pitching in because daddy got laid off. I don't know.
They're never good, but, you know, when they first got me, I'm walking out into my car, and then I know they're there, that I hear the kids say, lemonade! Lemonade, sir!
They're screaming it right toward you.
They're like 4 or 5 apartments down, and they're screaming it, and I'm like trying to act like I don't hear and get in the car.
It's like at Christmas time when you go to a big box retailer, the person out there with that bell, you'll get, the closer you get, it just kind of gravitates towards you, and it's just ringing it right in your face. I'll catch you on the way out.
And Fat Boy has that fast drive like he's walking out the door, leaving work every day.
That's why I like going to the big box retailer, because the one I go to has a side door. You don't even have to go out the front.
Oh, yeah.
But if I drive by them, I'll act like I'm not looking at them. I won't even turn around. Because what they'll do is they'll run down there and get you. If they see you coming out of your apartment or going in, they'll run down there.
Yeah.
And they've knocked before. It's just everybody. I've had, you know, local high school football team will come try to sell football cards.
You don't have the no solicitation sign?
Well, they do, but nobody cares. They're meat trucks, man. We live close to a grocery store, and a meat truck still comes in the neighborhood.
Do they play like a cool sound, like an ice cream truck? Is it like?
Are you afraid if you give them any, then they're gonna let everybody know that you're a sucker and hound you?
Well, it's not even that. They will hound you because these girls that sell bracelets, I bought.
What?
They go around selling bracelets.
Like college girls?
No, these are little girls.
Yeah.
Probably 8, 9, 10 years old.
Good Lord.
I mean,
are they decent bracelets?
I guess maybe for their age range.
They fit? I mean, you know.
I know the one, though.
Yeah.
The way not mine. Describing this is like the marketplace in Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah. I know the first time
they're
bought one.
They're hitting on y'all, these kids.
I know the first time I bought one, the girl goes, $1. And I said, I'll take one. She goes, really? You want one? That's when I knew nobody else is buying them. So guess what happened for the next 5 days in a row?
Kept coming back. You want another one?
Kept coming back. After 5 of these and $5, maybe 5 of them together will fit my wrist. I'm like, I don't want to buy them anymore. And I had to tell her, like, I don't have any cash. I had cash. I had a little wad of cash. I don't want to buy them.
You liar.
I wanted to say, go somewhere else. Let somebody else buy them.
But you were the only one who cared.
I guess. That's the bad thing about that's why I didn't want to get sucked into the lemonade deal.
You're going to say, look, I've got arms full of these bracelets. They're going to say, sir, these are actually anklets now.
I'm asking.
And you have a nice sample size ankle there.
The kid that was selling the discount cards for his football team.
Yeah. Aww.
I'm asking him all these questions that he don't know. I feel bad for the kid because, you know, he's real timid knocking on my door.
Is it the one that has you pop out the little?
Yeah, it's one of those.
See, I got one of those. Some of them are one-time use. Other forever coupons.
Do you feel like you got your $25 worth out of it, though?
No.
No, he don't know.
But you're not doing it for that reason.
I know I'm supporting a football school I didn't even go to.
Football school.
Or whatever. High school. Like, I don't want to buy this.
Football University.
That was the only one the kid was going to sell. I felt bad for him. Nobody else was going to buy him. He didn't know anything
I would have bought that from him.
He's not a salesman.
If it was frozen lemonade and it was some hot exchange student pushing it through the sand, you'd buy it. I could never say no to the frozen lemonade there at the beach.
There was a discount for a Mexican restaurant. I said, can I use this on the weekends? He said, I don't know. Which I guess, thinking back, he wouldn't have known that. But still, I don't want to be the neighborhood sucker that buys all this stuff.
And you're a happily married man.
Monday only coupons.
I'm driving different ways to try to avoid these kids, man, getting out of the neighborhood.
Sorry, sir, that coupon is good tomorrow.
If I see these girls outside, I'll shut the blinds real quick. So they don't see me.
I feel like I'm playing like the stare game when I go to red lights and there are those there with their tiny cardboard signs asking for help. You know, no longer do they say we'll work for or anything. Now they're just like, give me some money.
I need money.
Give me some money.
And I look ahead like I'm looking straight. And I'm wearing sunglasses too, but I'm like, don't make eye contact. But I'm like, I want to look.
I don't want to read the sign.
I want to read the sign. It's so tiny. That's why they do it.
What, so, they hold it up? Because
you get close, you're like, I want to see what the sign. Are they, you know, what are the various reasons why they need money?
What if he knows you? He's like, Matt Man. You Matt Man? Look at my sign, Matt Man.
God.
Give me some money. Or take me on the radio so I can read my sign out.
You got any beer on you, man? All right, we're going to take a break. 1-800-774-0093. Dan and Columbia and friends have some new Rise Guys songs. It's the parody songs that he does. And, well, Fatboy says one of them specifically is just dreadful. There's your good tease.
Oh, yeah.
Morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everybody.
Rise Guys.
Oh, I thought something fun was going to play there.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Think again.
I didn't for that one. Oh, okay. We're about to get some fun stuff, maybe.
Maybe.
But not a little comeback there.
Okay. Good morning. Happy Monday. I no longer am going to say Monday because that cause some people could hear that and say, oh, dang it. I was having a good Monday there. Or you say Monday. Say, yeah. I regretted even doing it now. So thank you for listening. Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday Eve. Does that make it better? This could make it better. Dan and Columbia and friends, which tells me we're going to hear maybe the I don't want to bring up his ex, but, you know, another female voice.
I tell you, man, correspondence with Dan's kind of in and out. Sometimes he'll just send a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he won't answer for a long time. This is one of those times where he just dumped a bunch of stuff in.
So six new ones. We may not get to them all.
Yeah.
Because we've got, I can tell you, the top of the hour right after headlines, talking about 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, is going to be about the guy who found out that his girlfriend is his fifth cousin. And he doesn't know if he should have to tell her.
God, man.
I know. But anyway.
It's so juicy. I don't know if he's trying people out for his band, new people or what, or, you know, giving some guys some extra roles.
Is he doing the band again?
Yeah, he's trying to get some pieces going.
Good. So that's when he made the best stuff.
He said he was just recording stuff and letting it go. He had some ideas for some stuff, but for the most part, this is just like, you know, session stuff, trying some guys out.
We encourage any of you that have any music. That should be the new thing to get on the Brutally Honest music review. You got to send in a parody song first.
Oh, that'd be good.
We'd never have anybody do it then.
I think the best person that ever did, Mark from Hinder, that he's very talented.
Oh, yes. The lyrics alone must have taken minutes on end to write that one. Okay, talk them up, Fat Boy. You're like you're like Casey Kasem right now.
This one here is not really a song. I think it's more of a, well, it's in the vein of Monster Jam, but I guess it's more of a voiced spot. I don't know how much music's to it, but I guess it's something to get you pumped up.
That's his background. He's an advertising guy. Oh, God.
This morning at the Rise Guys Radio Arena, it's 5 hours of hilarious, rocking morning show action. Listen in as your boring morning is obliterated. Featuring the beard-oiling host with the most, Madman the Masher.
I love it.
With the sarcastic slings of Niner the Grinder. Feel the fiercely farcical fire of Fat Boy. And Paige the Rage rips the headlights right off the page. Destroy your dull morning with the Rise Guys Monster Radio Rally. The saviors of morning radio here to wake you up.
I'd say he was going to hate that one.
It's not bad.
Nine's going to hate it.
Niner the Grinder? Not, he didn't like that at all.
No. He could have at least rhymed it with Brittany Griner. Right? That'd be more timely, at least.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it kind of put the rest of us over.
Matt, the reason he probably did that is because you always tell people you're giving tickets to Monster Jam. Well, that's probably that's a good text. That is kind of the thing. I do love Monster Jam.
He pays attention at odd times, Dan, because, you know, he'll send me about digs that maybe I got in at him. He's like, hey, man, I didn't like that too much.
Well, the last thing, correspondence I had from him, he wanted the audio of Nine sneeze. It sounded like a laser. And we sent that.
Yeah.
And that's not even part of this. So that's something in the works.
Yeah, you got that one yet.
Laser tag with Nine sneeze or something.
Techno song.
You'd be a destitute.
You hear that? That's a destitute. It's a sneeze.
Put some beat under that and, you know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. I didn't get that boy.
All right, what else has Dan and Columbia and Friends sent in for Rise Guys songs?
The rest of these are songs. They're parody songs. You may know the songs when you hear them.
Did you love any of these? Like, even in a twisted way?
I mean, I feel like he's stepping it up a little bit.
Okay.
But,
I think he's always been good. Even if they're bad, they're good.
I like seeing everybody else's reaction.
Okay. Oh, yeah, especially when it names us by name and what, you know, little things with it. Okay, here we go. Here's another one.
All my friends are P1s, don't you know? Every day we listen to the show. Into the Rise Guys, we are tuned. Matt Man 9, Fat Boy are awesome dudes.
What?
All my friends are P1s, don't you know? Calling in when they have open phones. We love Paige reading us the news. Golly's the only beard oil we use.
P1s are the kind of people, incredible people tuning in each day. We're so great. Listening to the Rise Guys every morning. We love the songs they play when we awake. Saviors of morning radio and they're really cool. Listeners are going to work, dropping kids at school. Playing awesome music, bending all the rules. The Rise Guys are the best. We are obsessed.
All my friends are P1s, don't you know?
This is one of the guys just trying out.
Every day we listen to the show. We leave their podcast good reviews. Rise Guys in the morning show we choose.
That's one you can definitely, first off, it sounded like real 21 Pilots.
It sounded good.
It sounded like two different people wrote it. Like, some of the lines were like cornball. And then, what was it they say? The Rise Guy's all about that ass?
And that's why we are obsessed?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so. Some people love it. Other people say it's lame.
It was a lot of it was. I mean, God. Paige does more than headlines. I'm more than a beard. Fat Boy's more than just drive-thruing and all these things.
Drive-thruing.
Well, don't feel bad. I was boobs for a long time. Now you're just a body part, too.
Beautiful. I know. I guess enough things don't rhyme with diabetes.
Yeah, say sugars. I'm glad he didn't put me on Grindr like old Niner.
Niner the Grinder. God bless. Maybe he's talking about a hoagie. An old Grindr.
He's not on there.
This one.
Don't get excited, boys.
This one's a shorter one. You might like it. I don't know. I still don't know if I like it or not.
I think shorter's better. I do. Yeah.
We are the right guys.
What did he rhyme? He's rhyming guys with guys?
Yeah, it sounds like it pretty much. Oh, Dan.
God bless.
Must let somebody else write that one, too.
Like you're, I mean, there's, you gotta put thighs in there. French fries.
Ooh, something.
Getting highs. I don't know.
Getting highs. This one's a more popular song. I don't know if you like the original song. It's parodying.
What?
Did you tell him that we were doing this today?
No.
God.
So he's going to, you know, I'm going to catch hell now. He's going to hear about it afterwards.
Dan, you said you loved constructive criticism, at least. I think the shorter ones are the better ones.
You might like this one.
Okay.
I don't know if you like the original band.
Okay.
The Rise Guys, we got Mad Men at Night. And Paige is reading us headlines. Playing songs that we think are cool. Taking calls cause we wanna talk to you. You got to get up, even though you wanna stay asleep. Get out every day of every single week. We're gonna wake you up with Rise Guys. Rock morning. Get up, even though you wanna stay asleep. Get out every day of every single
week.
That's the gist
of that one.
Yeah. Rock mornings. Oh, Lord. I tell you, though,
we have to give them E for effort.
An E.
Yeah. But E's right there between a D and an F.
Yeah.
We got a couple more.
No.
The sound is good. Like, if he could do, like, a cover band...
Hasn't the issue with him been lyrics mostly?
Yeah.
Content?
Yeah. And then he's like, feel free to give me some help. It's like, good God, man.
Like, why?
Ain't no songwriter.
I know. What am I going to say?
Quote me on that. Ain't no songwriter.
I don't know. I mean, everybody watched this show as a kid. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. This is the one that I heard you playing in the office or the studio one. And I was like, why in the hell are you playing that? So imagine... walking into a studio and hearing Fat Boy listening to the beginning of this.
So Rise Guys, Mad Fat Boy, page 9. Morning time, we're better than caffeine. Listen on the radio, the podcast, or internet stream.
How young are Dan and Columbia and Friends?
Friends.
Or is that something that it's him and a bunch of dudes singing and they make it sound like kids?
I'm thinking they're putting on a voice or some kind of, you know, effect.
Good gracious.
Unless he's got, you know, kids or nephews. He's like, here, you want to make $5?
Yeah.
Some people are saying never play this again.
Oh, but listen.
What? We got one more, though.
Oh, come on.
Well, I think they're saying the ones they've heard so far.
Oh, yeah.
They're none of them, you know, they're not the classics that people will say, hey, man, play the Google Finger
song.
And
we were corrected about the Grindr thing. It's not a social media thing for Nine. It's actually Grindr for weed. So that's that's a pretty good reference. We need to give them credit for that.
That's true.
Thank you, man. The app,
yeah.
This one, I mean, look, I guess we could say it's a bad batch. Dan sent in,
guys. Can you have him rhyme some things with Odyssey?
This one might save it. I don't know.
Odyssey.
Oh, this is the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
We're the Rise Guys, and we have a good time. We come to life every morning on the radio, making an awesome show. Matt Man and Fat Boy with Paige and Nine out on the road in your car while you drive. You'll be entertained with the Rise Guys on. We'll be playing songs, rocking all morning long. We're here to start your day right. P1's making our morning. Rise Guys show has begun.
I mean, you could run. Somebody's got the runs. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I know you probably don't want to think about guns anymore, but.
We may be gun, like, you know, a bunch of extra syllables.
We're such jerks. I mean, these people were so excited to record this for us.
I appreciate the hell out of it, but.
Back in the lab, Dan.
If he says, hey, why don't you ever play that? I think we have reason to tell him why. And plus, if you send him all at once like that, I think he's just kind of asking for it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think what it is, too, is you take any of those and replace all the names, and it would work on any show. It's not defined. Yeah. Up, we're waking up at 6 o'clock. We're going to have fun.
Fine, if you don't like it, somebody else will.
We're going to do some news. And take some phone calls. That's like every show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Thank you, though, so much. Dan at Columbia and Friends.
I have to say I was entertained, Dan. Thank
you. It was entertaining. It was.
I was.
Paige, what's up in the headlines?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news that a romance is over. I'll tell you who broke up next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, boy.
It's a celebrity couple that you know.
Bennifer. Done for.
No.
Oh, God. That'd be a record.
You probably won't be surprised about this one, but it is sad.
You know what? Sadly, I already know because I look at news this morning. It was the first thing I saw, and I'm
like,
God.
That's why you were crying. Oh,
Paige! I was cutting onions. Morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. I'm going to give you a chance to grab a Kleenex real quick because I have to tell you some sad news.
Oh.
Kim and Pete broke up. It's official. They did it on Instagram just to let everybody know. What was the reason that broke the two up? We thought that they were so in love that this was the it couple.
It.
Well, supposedly they broke up, and this is because of anonymous sources have come forward to tell us what happened, but they broke up because of their age differences and scheduling differences.
They figure it's going to happen at some point, right?
Well, what's... Is he doing more movies besides, like, Suicide Squad? I mean, he was in it, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's got a show coming up on Peacock. I forgot the name of it, but he's not on SNL anymore.
I saw an ad the other day that he does for razors for shaving your balls.
Yeah, I mean, that's I guess you could say prevalent. There's a lot of companies that, you know, just don't beat around the bush. They just put
that's
it out there.
That's a cute
there.
Pun there.
I mean, you know, like, there's women razors that pretty much say, you know, shave your pubic hair with this razor.
Yeah.
That's what they say. So nobody's shy about that anymore.
No.
Well, why should they?
How old is he? He's in his 20s?
He's 28. She's 41.
Vitamin
with
water.
Four children. So they're in different parts of their lives right now. And she's a very good mother. And she doesn't want to leave her kids. So Pete is totally spontaneous and impulsive and wants her to fly to New York or whatever he is doing at a moment's notice.
Yo, babe, I'm filming a ball hair commercial down here in Miami. Miami. Yeah, that's right. He says it different.
I mean, that's how their thing started, right?
Ball hair?
Well, it's just going off wherever.
Oh.
You know, they're, you know, like, here, watch my kids. She's probably got a nanny or whatever.
Well, they fell in love on SNL, right? That's when they met.
I believe that is the story.
Yeah, so Kanye is reportedly... He's been making things hard on Kim on purpose. And when Kim is with someone else, Kanye can cause problems with the children. He tries to divide and conquer, and he can't help it.
Hey, listen. Only the government can do that, pal.
Yeah.
They had to weigh on him, too.
Kanye just checking in on Instagram, and that's not fake.
God.
It's the cover of the New York Times, and it says, Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
Jeez.
It's probably blowing him up, you know. We know they had a back and forth.
I screenshot it because I know he'll delete it later because that's his thing. And if you zoom in on the bottom of the newspaper, it says, Kid Cudi meant to play funeral but fearful of bottle throwers because of that thing that happened to him at Rolling Loud.
Well,
if another bottle is thrown at the stage, I'm leaving. And then he did.
Well, Kanye don't care. He throws it out there.
He is the, what I like to think of, the Jesse James Dupree of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. Always busy.
Maybe they can get back together. Who knows?
Loves Pappy Hole.
Is that what we're hoping for? I mean, you know, is this the new Ross and Rachel?
I don't know.
Is America clamoring for Ye and...
I mean, I thought...
She doesn't have a cool nickname.
Kimmy? No. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes her sound like a... slow down, kids, at playing here.
I thought he was going to say, your butt's too big. I can't get to it. That's the reason why they broke up, but, you know, I guess it wasn't an issue. They just
they can't get to it.
It was smaller.
His arms are not that long.
Don't fat shame her. She lost 15 pounds to fit in Marilyn's dress.
Didn't she blow it out, though? My mother told me that.
I think she
said that she blew out
some seams.
Marilyn's dress. Not my mom, Kim.
Marilyn didn't have an ass that big.
No.
She didn't have a big donkey.
No. Yeah. Big haunches.
Well, she was petite, too, so that's, you know, smaller build.
That's the way I don't like my sirloins, Paige.
I'm sorry. Well, this is the craziest story one of them. I mean, this is pretty crazy. Not the craziest. Someone is trying to unload a cursed refrigerator.
You open the door and so, it calls you an MF-er.
What is causing the curse in this refrigerator? Well, he says it's their stepmother's soul. But maybe it was mother-in-law. We don't know. So there's flyers that this man posted for free refrigerator. Looks nice, works fine. Two catches. One, you have to pick it up yourself. And the other one, it's possessed by his dead stepmother.
Dang, I wonder what kind it is. It's like the ones you see what's in the fridge before you open it. You seen those?
You mean the clear ones?
No, there's like a it's like a digital.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever the hell.
Yeah. You got too much money. I mean, yeah, you do.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well,
I have an ice maker on mine.
I even got that.
Is that new?
Mine has.
You're so bougie.
Is yours magnet capable? Because mine is.
Yeah, mine's stainless steel.
I can put cool souvenirs of places that I've visited. It's covered in Gatlinburg and Pittsburgh.
You don't have the alphabet on yours that you can put clever little words?
No, Fat Boy stole my MMF.
All right.
We had that here, man. Somebody put just words on the fridge.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. That was you. Be honest.
You. Come on. It was somebody, always bad.
They were always funny words that you had to, like, go to Urban Dictionary to find out if they were mean or you know, dirty
mean?
Or whatever.
I know, not that. So the flyer says, my stepmother had a heart attack on our kitchen floor in the middle of an electrical storm, and her soul was transferred into the smart fridge, and she's been suddenly undermining me ever since.
Yeah, it sounds like a scary movie. But a smart fridge.
I was going to say, that's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if I had to work with an old mattress, get some people out there.
See, could you even do that? Do you have to throw it away?
None of the donation places will take them.
Yeah, even what's got to have, what, a bag on it? I can put a bag on it.
Yeah.
So he says his wife finds comfort in the mother's presence being in the refrigerator, but he can't handle it anymore, and she has to go. So it sounds like he might have been confusing stepmother with mother-in-law. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe he needs to get to a doctor.
Does the fridge fart when you pull the meat out? Maybe that's why he thinks it's haunted.
Better than when you put it in. That'd be kind of painful, maybe.
As a, you know, this story might be an elaborate prank, but there's a number at the bottom of the flyer, but you can call it, and it connects you to an appliance store, so that's probably it.
Oh, so it's marketing for the appliance company.
Probably. But all the same, to have a possessed refrigerator, that's a movie in the
movie. Damn Frigidaire pranksters again. They got us.
Demon fridge.
They got us again.
Keeps making me go back and eat cheese and chocolate till you're like 500 pounds.
My refrigerator is a Samsung, which is very strange.
Does it have an MP3 player? Plays
no.
A song when you pull out some food?
But it's got the you know when you forget to put your seatbelt on and it's got that thing going?
Oh, yeah.
They got one of them on the fridge when you leave the door open. Put your seatbelt on. Like, what?
Close the damn door.
All right. Thank you. When we come back, we're going to read the email from, I have to tell you, it's a guy. I don't have to tell you that, but I am. A guy who found out because of a Christmas gift that his girlfriend is his fifth cousin.
Good Lord.
We are the first people to know this information. What does he need to do? We're going to talk about morals and ethics and legalities next. Surprise, guys. Morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.